Show. It's the 29th of September. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A new six-part reality television series is due to be filmed at Cardington Studios in Shortstown near Bedford. The new endurance-related programme, with a working title of Scared of the Dark, was commissioned by Channel 4 and is being produced by ITV Studios. The show's premise involves nyctophobia, the fear of darkness, a condition which affects 10 million people in the UK. Yet-to-be-named celebrities will participate in the show, existing in surroundings void of light. Head of Factual Entertainment Simon Hayward at Multistory Media, which is working closely with ITV Studios, said, "From managing their primal fears to the nuances of group bonding without aid of traditional social cues makes a fascinating experiment." Head of Live Events for Channel 4 Tom Beck said, "I can't wait to turn the lights off and get started." 12 locations across central Bedfordshire are due to install 48 new charging points for electric vehicles, which will consist of 98 charging bays. The project was made possible by the Office for Zero Emissions Vehicles, which received a grant worth £360,000. Mark Baker, who suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder, was left in shock after finding the body of a dead man in his Luton Town Centre apartment. He has now chosen to sleep in his car. After spending a few days with family in Milton Keynes, Baker returned to find that squatters had broken in and left his place filthy. He opened windows to release horrible odours throughout the residence, then left for a couple of hours. He returned to find the unresponsive body of a stranger on his sofa. Mr. Baker is currently pursuing alternative accommodation. Windowware, a door and window company based in Bedford, received recognition at the Small and Medium-Sized Enterprise Luton and Bedfordshire Business Awards 2022. The company brought home the Bedford Borough Council Service Excellence Award and the overall winner prize. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.